We're going to start off in the far north with our good friends up at Ely. Mariah Jeske is the teacher there.
Hello, this is the phenology report for the Ely area for the week of April 23rd through the 30th. My name is Jacob, and I am reporting from the 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School. Our temperatures are feeling warm with a high last week of 64 degrees and a low of 19 degrees. Kirsten mentioned that the beginning of April was very cool, and now towards the end of the month, it is getting warmer faster. Because of the warmer temperatures, 90% of our snow has melted. Our sunrise is now before 6, and sunset is after 8 p.m. There were many reports that lakes are starting to open up, and there are larger holes in the ice. Liam commented that we were in a red flag warning for part of the last week because the dry, warmer weather was ideal for wildfires. The Ely area saw our first lightning after the winter season on the morning of April 30th. Looking at the trees outside of the school, we noticed that the silver maples are flowering and all the deciduous trees have buds. Rosemary saw that the jack pines near her grandma's house have flowers near the tips of their branches. There were reports of bears. One was at a student's deer feeder, and the other one took the sweat out of a bird feeder. A great gray owl was seen perched in a tree near Moose Lake by Grace. Both Asher and Ava saw downy woodpeckers on trees, and Izzy and Robert saw a pileated woodpecker. Miss Jeske saw one sandhill crane flying near the Quishaway Trail on the 23rd. Snowshoe hares are still changing color, and Abby was able to take a picture of one in her yard. The high today is 72 degrees. That is a big change from a couple weeks ago. We are enjoying the warmer spring weather. Thanks for listening to the Ely Phenology Report.
Nice report. Thank you. Lots of good things happening in the Ely area. I suspect that it won't be too long, and they'll be seeing ice out